Welcome to the Depth Dive. Today we're really jumping into something new in gaming. It's this engine called Mirage, our mission, to unpack how this tech might, totally change how we play games based on the sources you sent us. What are the key takeaways?
Yeah, and it's more than just a new game hitting the shelves. Mirage feels like a pretty significant shift, a different way to interact with digital worlds. The main concept, and this is really the core of it, is that players aren't just playing anymore. They're co-creating the game
Yeah.
together in
Well,
real time.
go creating. Let's dig into that. Our sources call Mirage the first real-time generative engine for live UGC gameplay. UGC, user-generated content, right? And it uses something called AI world models. What exactly is that for someone who's maybe just hearing about this? How does it work in practice?
Right. So think of an AI world model as like a super smart AI that's learned all the rules of a game world. You know, the physics, the look, how things should behave. So when you type something or even just use your controller in a certain way, it can generate new stuff, items, environments instantly, like right there on the
On
fly.
the fly.
Exactly. It's all about generating and modifying entire game worlds just with text or controller input. Imagine just describing what you want or sculpting the land and poof, it appears. There are even some playable demos out there, apparently like GTA style and Forza style ones, where you can actually see this happening. No loading, just continuous creation. It's fascinating.
That really does sound powerful. And this leads to something else one of the creators, Zach Zhu, mentioned. He talked about vibe gaming. He compared it to vibe coding, suggesting it'll be a new way to express ourselves. What does that mean, vibe gaming? Is it less about specific commands?
Precisely. Yeah, vibe gaming seems to be about giving the AI more of a feeling or an intention rather than exact instructions. Think mood or an aesthetic style, a general concept. You give it the vibe, and the AI runs with it, generating content that matches that feeling. It's much
Yeah.
more fluid, more personal, maybe.
So, like artistic direction, but democratized.
Kind of. Lakshay Gupta, another voice in the source, has called it the future of gaming. Even a whole new genre. He said it gives players the power of a game dev and a storyteller, all while staying immersed. It breaks down that wall between the person playing and the person creating.
Okay. That sounds incredible, almost revolutionary. But doesn't that raise questions? If everyone's a director, what happens to like a focused artistic vision? Zach Zhu himself added a note of caution, didn't he? Comparing it to filmmaking.
He did. He said, the unique magic of human inspiration can't be fully replicated yet, which is a really important point.
Right.
He suggested a future where game directors use this AI, maybe blended into specific parts of the game, like checkpoints, but still keep control over the main story, the key choices.
Right, control the main plot branches. So, what does that tell us about where this tech is now and where it's likely headed? Are we talking tools or replacements?
That's the crucial balance, isn't it? It seems like AI is fantastic for breadth, creating vast dynamic worlds, giving players freedom, infinite possibilities almost. But for depth?
For narrative coherence, that specific magic Zuo mentioned, that still seems to need human creativity, human curation.
So partnership, maybe.
Probably. A hybrid approach seems most likely. AI handles the dynamic, open-ended stuff, generates the world, responds to the player's vibe, and human creators focus on the core narrative, the really memorable moments, the overall design intent, guiding the AI,
Yeah.
essentially.
Okay, that makes sense.
So yeah, ultimately, Mirage offers this really compelling vision. Game worlds is fluid, evolving canvases. Driven by AI, shaped by players, it's a shift, a big one, from just consuming content to actively, instantly shaping it. So thinking about all this, what does it mean for you listening? If that line between playing and designing keeps getting blurrier, how does that change the stories we tell in games, the challenges we face, even the skills we think are important in digital entertainment? What new kinds of artistry could pop up in this co-creative space? Lots to think about. Thanks for diving in with us today.